I just remembered I forgot to mention Mumstralia when I was doing my dates. So all my Mumstralia friends down under, I am coming this August. Tickets are on sale for Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and Perth. TomSegura.com/tour.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And now, here's episode 391 of Your Mom's House.
Chinese eyes, British
no,
milk.
No, I'm...
Chinese eyes, British
no,
milk.
No, I'm...
Chinese eyes, British
no,
milk.
No, I'm...
Chinese eyes, British
no,
milk.
No, I'm... Mary Berry.
What's up, Bear?
Sup, Bear?
Mary Berry.
What's up, Bear?
Sup, Bear?
Mary Berry.
What's up, Bear?
Sup, Bear?
Mary Berry.
Oh, cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
Sup, Bear?
Cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
What's up, Bear?
Cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
Sup, Bear?
Cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
You retarded.
Yeah. This cake is just as juicy as my pussy.
One question. Where's the cum?
Yep. This cake is just as juicy as my pussy.
One question. Where's the cum, thick French cock?
Do you like the fuck, Paul? Do you like the fuck? Do you like the fuck, Paul? Do you like the fuck? Do you like the, do you like the, do you like the fuck? Do you like the fuck, Paul? Do you like the fuck?
Mary Berry.
What's up, Bear?
Sup, Bear?
Mary Berry.
What's up, Bear?
Sup, Bear?
Mary Berry.
What's up, Bear?
Sup, Bear?
Mary Berry.
Cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
Sup, Bear?
Cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
What's up, Bear?
Cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
Sup, Bear?
Cheesecake, rhubarb crisp.
You retarded. You retarded. You retarded. You retarded. You retarded. You retarded. You retarded.
There you go.
That was the Great British Baking Show recap that we did last time.
Man, you sound worse than me.
Why worser? Well, we both have AIDS.
We both got AIDS this week.
Our house is covered in AIDS because our kid has it, and then we got it.
Yeah, and
you're going to sound like this in a few days.
God.
I'm a few days ahead of you.
It's really fun. I'm trying to, whatever, this isn't working. So
no, next time. So our boy has had two colds in this 1 month. He's 15 months old, and it's been two colds. We somehow didn't get the first. The second one hit, and everybody's gone.
I thought I was in the clear.
Yeah.
Because I left town.
Yeah.
And
you got it. I got it. The nanny got it. We all got it. Now the nanny's family's going to get it.
Man. You know, I started to feel it.
Such a drag.
It was. So I did Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
New Haven.
I'm sorry? Where?
Jew Haven.
Yep.
Connecticut.
Yep. And Jew Haven.
I also did Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, you're going to like the way you look.
It's a different one. But So I was fine first two, everything.
Yeah.
The third show of the week was the first show in Vermont.
Yeah.
I'm doing the meet and greet, and I just start to feel icky.
Like, oh, so you made it to Vermont. So you made it like a day.
2 days.
2 days.
It's the third day of the thing. And then I'm like kind of, I start to feel just shitty on stage.
I hate that.
The last show. And I go, oh, see, I didn't know if I was getting sick or just like exhaustion. Sometimes you just have exhaustion.
Feels the same. Road sick and cold sick.
Yeah.
In the beginning, they're similar.
And then when I got up for the flight yesterday, I was like, oh, I feel like shit right now.
You got the AIDS. We both got it. And I'll tell you.
I just canceled my whole week.
I got to recover for this weekend coming up. Now, here's the deal with, I have a weekend too. I'm in Brea this weekend. Yeah. So we can't fuck around. The thing no one tells you with kids is that you get whatever sickness they have, and then there's no time to recover because you're still having to be a parent.
Yeah, you don't get your day off.
There's no day off. Like, you just wake up sick and horrible, and then you take care of this kid. So you really got to take your downtime when you can to recover. Otherwise, you're just going to roll into another sickness.
Yeah.
It's pretty real.
Pretty real.
But we're here. We're queer, and we're non-binary, and poly, and we're going to make the best of it.
Do what we can. That was... Chinese Eyes, British Mouth, Mary Berry,
Chinese
Likes to
Eyes.
Fuck by Andre. That's a long title, but thank you, Andre.
Where did the Chinese Eyes part come from? I don't remember saying
you
that.
You said that about my impression.
Oh, yeah, because you were like, a faulty fall to fall. Like, that's not...
No, I didn't go, a faulty fall.
It is very, very good.
No,
you did it like that.
You're doing Chinese accent in Chinese Eyes.
Well, then show me how
Mine
it's done.
British accent. Chinese Eyes, British accent.
Show me how you do it.
I guess I was going like, you can't quite put your finger on, can you?
Yeah.
Like that.
Cardamom. Now, I fell asleep last night during the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah.
Season 3, we're about. How far are we now? Episode 6?
We're getting in there, yeah. We're down to the final 6.
Now, what happened on that final...
You know who they cut?
No, tell me.
Who did you see get cut last?
I didn't. I fucking spaced out.
I thought you watched one with me and we started another
one. Yeah, but I forget. Oh, Ugne.
Oh, you saw Ugne
go? Slovenian, Ukrainian.
Yeah,
my tribe. I was rooting for Ugne. I liked her blue eyeshadow.
Spoiler alert. Alvin got the axe.
Alvin is
the
white
Filipino.
Guy? No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, his bakes were very imprecise. He had timing issues.
Actually, that was his undoing.
Yeah.
Is that he...
Yeah.
He missed time to couple more things.
You know, and here's the thing, you know, except for the middle challenge.
Yeah.
You've got time. You have a whole week to prepare your bakes, your signature bake and the showstopper. You have an entire week to prepare. So there's no excuse for you to not be to time. You should be practicing at home all fucking week, dude.
Sounds like you're
disciplined.
Really serious.
Well, I've been on reality shows, guys. I know how this goes. I know how this works.
Do you think you would do well on the Great British Baking Show? Wow, you sound like a 75-year-old smoker.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I think I would be the worst contestant.
I don't think so.
I have no patience for baking because that involves precision, measuring, patience. I have none of those things. You would be great, though.
No.
The irony is that you're a better cook. You're a better baker. You're better at that kind of stuff than me. I have no patience.
Hmm. I don't think that's entirely true.
You made, remember the time we gained 50 pounds eating pecan pies?
Yeah.
Who was making those?
Yeah, I was. The real thing that I miss that I used to make is chocolate souffle.
Those were outstanding.
Yeah, but they're not good for you either.
They're not?
No.
What's wrong with them?
They have a little bit of sugar. God, I can't even guess how many grams.
Do you know how we used to eat treats like that every night?
Yeah.
We eat this shit every night. We want to make souffles. Awesome. Let's make brownies. Okay, let's do cookies.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be to have a bite either.
No.
I wasn't like, let's try this.
And remember you and I, we both have this thing when we like it piping hot. Any treat has to be hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, I hate it when you go, like I remember I went to a friend's house and she made lime lemon bars and I fucking hate lemon bars to begin with.
Yeah.
And she was like, let's wait for them to cool.
Never
enjoy a cold treat. The treat has to be warm. If it's out of the oven, it should be burning your mouth. And that's how you know it's good.
Let's open this show up and then we'll get back into it. All right, let's do the show open.
I'd like a soggy bottom.
Tonight I'm going to answer your questions about the feces spell. Now, the feces spell is traditionally a spell that you can do on a person to get rid of them out of your life.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitson.
Welcome to your mom's house.
So loud. I bet you I'm going deaf. Because I can't hear. Probably way too loud.
Probably. If you're wondering, this lady here, she can see that she is from the Black Witch Coven.
Coven.
Their Facebook group description says, the Black Witch Coven is an online international group of eclectic witches, gypsies, warlocks, and occultists. I'm sick. Led by Black Witch S. This might be her. So you can tell there's a whole group of people out there, you know?
Listen to me, you piece of fuck. For one, I'm not bisexual. Two, I'm not gay. Three, no, I'm not goddamn fat. I'm skinny as hell. And four, I'm fucking Wiccan. If you have a problem, you can go fuck yourself, piece of shit.
Somebody said,
I remember that
everybody that was Wiccan was a fat fucking retard. That guy got really mad.
It's funny because on That's Deep, Bro, I had a woman email me saying that she was a Wiccan and she lives in this conservative town, and she asked me whether or not she should be out and proud as a witch.
Yeah.
And I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
Not everything needs to be out and proud. Keep that shit to yourself.
There's a lot you should keep to yourself.
Lots of things. Yeah. This generation's obsessed. Everything has to be accepted and out and proud. No, you don't.
No.
Some things you just, it's not that you should be ashamed, but
doesn't
just.
Anybody value privacy?
Keep it to your fucking self.
I don't want to fucking, like, tell everybody everything about me.
I don't either.
It's so weird that people are like, my greatest thrill is sharing everything about me with the world. Why?
I don't even share my kids' pictures online.
No, I know.
You know? But I share other things on that steeper, obviously.
Yeah.
I share the stuff I choose to share, but not every fucking detail.
Yeah.
You got a fart?
Well, I don't know. They're kind of dicey right now.
Why are your bowel movements so dicey today?
You know, when you get sick, you just feel different. I think it affects everything. And
yeah.
Your eating takes usually a bit of a dip or a change.
I barely ate this week.
Yeah.
All I feel like eating is melted cheese on a plate.
Yeah.
I just been eating that.
I feel like I don't know what I want to eat.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're like, I don't know.
Nothing tastes good when you have the cold.
Everything kind of tastes like shit.
You know what I want to eat is melted cheese on the plate with crackers and then chocolate chip cookies. Like, doesn't that sound good?
That sounds good.
What do you miss the most of sugar?
Of sugar? There's so much of it.
You said waffles last time, but I feel like it's different when you're sick.
Yeah. I would like just warm pastry kind of stuff, like a croissant.
Mm. Chunky croissants.
Chunky croissants. Or maybe, I don't know. I just want warm, doughy stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar. That's good. Yeah.
Sugar pastries. That's what I want. That.
So
pasta. I want pasta.
Pasta. That's all you can eat when you're sick, really. You should be eating carbs. So the Filipino guy got kicked off. Was he devastated?
He was. He knew it was coming, I think, because he had three, basically. He had one really bad showing first, one second to last in the middle, and then on the third thing, they were like, you have to just crush it on this one.
The showstopper.
Yeah, and he mistimed and underbaked stuff.
There's no excuse on the technical. I'm sorry, on the showstopper.
Mm-hmm.
The technical challenge, they're throwing you curveballs. You have to rely on your knowledge of baking.
Yeah.
But the showstopper, you should have that one down when you come into the ring. There's no excuse to have a poor showing.
You got to stop the show.
And there's no soggy bottoms.
No.
No.
That did really break shit down, like looking at it. He's like, this is a good, good finish at the bottom, like really inspecting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Paul Hollywood doesn't really fit into that cast. Like, he looks like a douchebag. He's got the gelled hair. He's got the douchebag goatee, the douchebag uniform, like the light denim, and then like the colorful button down shirt and like douchey shoes. Like, he doesn't fit in to the Great British Baking Show.
Well, I think he's supposed to not fit in. In other words, it's made up of the everyman, right? The people are just, they're amateur bakers.
Right, the total lesbo, the one lesbo host, and then like the more hetero appearing. I don't want to say anybody's pronoun.
You really are. You're being very offensive.
I'm being very insensitive, yeah.
But he is the celebrity chef on the show, so he's supposed to be like, I'm not like you, I'm different than you, I'm above you.
Right.
I think that's what comes across.
You would be great at that.
At being above you?
Yeah.
No. You know what's funny? I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
You say that I'm the elitist, you know, you're like, but I was really thinking about it. You're far more of an elitist. You know why? You think every place that isn't here is dog shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, if it's not California, fuck that place. People don't know that about you, but you really shit on places. And that's way more elitist than you accuse me of. You call me elitist for liking things. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, that's nice. Tommy will like it. But you're like, what garbage dump outside of California?
I call it everywhere outside of L.A. is just not L.A. Like, I don't want to know the name of the place. I don't want to know.
You're such an elitist.
It's just not L.A.
You're such an elitist.
Well, let me explain. First of all, L.A. is the best, okay? We have the best climate. We have the best looking people. Mm-hmm. We have the best produce.
Yeah.
The best Mexican food.
It's true.
We have Los Doyers.
Yeah.
We have the Lakers.
Bro.
Bro, we got fucking all nationalities. Everybody fucking lives here.
You got two new football teams.
Two new football teams. What's not to love?
Okay.
The ocean, mountains. I can go snowboard in the morning and then go surf in the afternoon. It's a maze.
What is a maze?
And what is amazing? What's not amazing about LA, might say?
Do you think that any of that makes you not an elitist?
No, it makes me a loyalist, I would say.
Oh, wow. Semantics, Your Honor.
I know, but doesn't everybody feel that way about their home?
A lot of people do. A lot of people are just like, you know, well, Toledo's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love
it. If I were in Akron, I'd probably be like, fuck everywhere else besides Akron.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
not true. Akron.
But
I'm really an Angeleno, but that's because I'm ride or die. Like, I grew up here since I was four. This is my home.
Yeah.
This is my fucking A1A till I die, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but I called you, when was it? And I go, it's snowing. And you go, why do you go to these awful places?
Snow to me is inexcusable. Like, I can't even fathom living in it. I hate going to it. Nothing makes me sadder than
snow
in April, when you're in some poor city and you're just like, well, these poor people have to live indoors for just 5 months, right? Since October. They've been indoors since October. It's fucking April. Let the people outside. Let them have sun. That's what I feel like. I feel bad for them. I feel fucking, and I'm like, I can't do it. Get me the fuck out of here.
Get me out.
I mean, my father had that same feeling in Canada. He was like, oh, it's fucking cold. Fuck the snow.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
You guys both are like that.
Yeah.
If
this is the best.
If it's not hot, then fuck it.
Fuck it, dude. Yeah. I don't want to like wear coats and be unhappy.
See, I kind of like the seasons, actually. I really do. I do. I like the seasons.
I'm going to fucking throw up right now.
I do.
What about it? Ugh, I don't even know you.
I'm serious.
I'm so upset right now.
I like fall. I love a proper autumn.
I like,
we don't get a real proper one here.
It gets down to 60. I got to put like a sweater on.
No, because the hottest months here are autumn.
Sure.
It's weird.
A little bit.
But September, October are actually hotter usually than July.
October is like the hottest month.
Yeah. So then November becomes basically autumn.
Yeah.
You know?
It's perfect.
November, December. And then it's you don't really get a proper one.
Christmas, it dips down into 70.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, it's chilly. You got to turn that heater on. The nighttime could get down to 46 degrees.
See, but I'm saying those days are like basically what a normal autumn feels like. I like those days a lot.
I like autumn days.
Yeah.
Now, you got upset this year because of the rain.
Fuck.
You hated it. It got you very mad. See, you don't like weather. You say you do, and then when you live in it, it's misery.
Hold on, though. We had 3 months of basically nonstop downpour.
I know. Remember terrible. When you wanted to live in Seattle for a minute? You were like, let's move to Seattle or Portland. Yeah. And I was like, bro, you don't know what you're saying. That rain is real.
I still want to move to Colorado.
I love Colorado. Yeah. It's not LA, though.
I know. That'll be the whole thing that'll happen if we move to anywhere.
What's the problem?
Is that it's not here.
Here's going to be the problem. There's no proper Mexican food in Denver. And I know we're going to get emails.
Of course there are.
No, not
because
like,
there's Mexicans that live there.
Not like LA Mexicans.
Well, yeah, I know, but they're still Mexican. They left Mexico.
It's not the same. They always make the food to go with the tastes of the locals. For instance, I was in Kansas City once, and I saw there was a Mexican dude in the kitchen. And I go, bro, don't give me this fucking dog shit on the menu. You give me what you're having for lunch. Give me what the busboys and you guys are eating. And he made me Mexican food, but it was diluted. It was like dulled down because all the honkies are eating it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They still give you like the white man version.
And that bothers you.
Yeah. We're right on the border, bro. We're right near Mexico. We're right there.
Okay.
Do you feel this way for like Milwaukee or Florida?
No.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I love LA. I love living in LA.
What's your favorite place to live so far, you think?
Oh, here. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I've lived here the longest. I mean, I like it here. But I do like...
Get the tattoo, bro, LA.
I do like other cities, too, though.
I don't like other cities.
You don't like any other
cities? No, I'm just kidding. I here's the cities I like. Let's be real, real talk. I'm going to upset a lot of people. The big ones. Name a big one. They're all good in America.
Yeah.
I like Miami. Miami's like LA times 100. It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I like New York, obviously. Seattle, Portland, Austin. Minneapolis is great. All the biggers. Yeah.
San Francisco.
Man, friend, I lived in San Francisco. Love it.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Sacramento. San Jose. Those are all good places, too.
All California cities.
Oh. I like Momver. I like all these places.
Denver's my favorite. Yeah. It's my favorite city.
I just don't think I could live, because I would be very like, ugh,
What would be wrong with living there?
You just get used to living in this climate all the time. Yeah. It really is a weather thing, too, and like a lifestyle. I don't mind sitting in my car for
hours.
You're
going in June.
Uh-huh.
I want you to really pay attention to the weather. That's a good month. That's a really good month.
Here's my problem with Denver.
Yeah.
It snows, and it gets cold. It
doesn't get that cold.
Sure does.
No, it doesn't.
For me?
Yeah, but it doesn't get like Chicago cold.
That's that cold is unreal. I don't know how people survive.
It's not brutal. Denver's not a brutal cold.
Where's the coldest in America?
Wisconsin. Probably like North Dakota, Minneapolis. Like
Northern
Minnesota, like it's actually colder. And
God damn.
Yeah.
Those poor people.
Those
you just get used to it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Absolutely, you get used to it.
How long would you think it would take me, someone who was like almost born and bred in LA?
Just like, this is how it is?
Yeah.
Probably 5 years.
5 years.
I mean, the second time it came around, you'd be like, oh, fuck, this again.
Yeah.
Third, fourth, fifth time, you'd just be like, yeah, this is how it is.
Because some of those fools go out in like a thin jacket, dude. Like I come rocking a parka
to
these
changes,
places.
Though.
Is that real?
I'm serious. Yeah. Because I was walking around Burlington and
The Coat Factory.
And it was I don't know, it was a cool day, but for me, like I wanted a hat and a jacket and everything because I'm not used to it. And I saw, you know, college kids walking around in t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because compared to what they were coming out of, their winter, this was a much warmer day. That's how I used to be.
It's like Canadian tourists. When you see them in LA and they're in the water in our ocean in February and you're like, that's a Canadian.
Yeah.
Because that shit does not faze them. But an Angelino would be like, hell no. Let's wait until August before anybody goes in there.
No, it's very much, you adapt. Your body adapts. When I moved to Florida, I moved in November and I'd been living in Cincinnati, Minneapolis, and Milwaukee. I moved in November to Florida. In Florida, November, where I lived, it was probably like 50 something. Mm. They
it's
were
freezing.
All in sweatshirts and jackets. And I was in a t-shirt, like sweating.
Right.
People thought I was mentally ill. They're like, what is wrong with you, man? It's like, I just moved from somewhere where it's fucking 5 degrees outside.
Yeah.
So 55, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But summer. The next year, I had a sweatshirt on.
Oh, yeah.
You just get used to it. You just used to being hot all the time.
Yeah. You're not used to being warm enough. You still are like, it's hot. It's hot. It's hot.
It does get hot.
Yeah, but you always insist on it being freezing cold in our bedroom and the office. Like, you have to get, here's the thing, you have to let LA, like the heat, just get in you, bro. You gotta
It's 15.
Yeah, but you gotta just live in a nice, let yourself be warm, dude. Let yourself.
There's many other spells that you can do just to get somebody away from
her tits
you.
Are going
to
fall right out of that dress.
The VC spell
what do you think
is
shadow?
The next level in causing harm.
Is that how you
somebody.
Do that?
So before you do this spell,
if you're Susie
you
Sue,
want to think about
it's very
that
God.
Before you put in the effort to actually do this spell.
Master of Accents, where is she? Is this New Zealand or is this Australia?
No, but can I ask you about eyeshadow? Is it normally the eyelid and then the whole eye area?
Only if you're 15 and goth.
But like normally, what do you
no,
do?
No, when
do
I was goth, this is how Susie Sue of Susie the Banshees did her, and that's how we did it.
What do you do now?
Look at what I do now.
Right, so what?
Natural.
But you do the whole area though?
No, you're not supposed to put eyeshadow from the bottom of your lid up to your eyebrow and then around the eye.
It looks crazy.
The eye socket. Like, no, dude. That's like the woman. First of all, that's how you know the bitch is crazy. Number two, when the bitch draws the lip liner around the lip. If you know a bitch that draws the lip liner up
around the,
over the line of the mouth and then she fills it in like that's her lip, please. Bitch, please.
In saying that, the feces.
Because she does that too.
To do
see?
Is quite simple.
Please, you're interrupting.
The idea is. In saying that, the feces spells to do is quite simple. The idea is to get some toilet. I use
the fuck
toilet
is she
paper.
Talking?
What you do is you write the name of that person on the paper, and then what you're really doing is going in there. You're taking a shit on the paper, and you're flushing them out of your life.
Wow, I think that's actually just something you should probably do. It seems
every day.
Well, every day, but it also seems like that makes a lot of sense. Maybe just the mental process of doing that feels probably very cleansing, don't you think?
Yeah, it's very cathartic.
Yeah.
It's also a colossal waste of time. No?
Colossal?
God, no, I said, sorry, a colossal. Mm. A colossal waste of your energy, isn't it?
Probably.
Like to really hate that person. How about just forget it, let it go? Go see a therapist.
I'm going to go take a shit on this paper, flush them.
generally, for a beginner, this spell will maybe take up to 3 months to do.
Oh, my God.
Every day.
That's not an answer many people like to hear, but that's a reality of it.
I'd like to hear a different answer.
A long time to get into state and to focus and actually believe. So hang in there, be patient, but remember, this is a spell to cause harm to someone you really don't like. So use it with caution.
Now,
look at those tits.
I know they're going to spill out of her mushers, or they're about as hangy as mine. Now, as somebody that was goth in high school, and I read a lot about witchcraft and all this stuff, you're not supposed to do black magic.
Why not?
Because it's rooted in bad, and it's just going to come back and get you. Everybody knows that.
You're taking a shit on the paper.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. You're not supposed to do that.
Bad karma, dipshit.
Big asshole.
Stupid, huh?
Yeah.
Would you do a spell?
I would do it.
A fart spell?
I would do that shit spell, the feces spell. I don't see why not.
Why does our car smell bad? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, that was... You know what happened to both vehicles? Yours and mine had stinky air conditioners.
Why?
I don't know. It was really upsetting.
Well, but what causes that? Smell like bung.
Smelled real... real bad.
Real bung. Fart.
You would turn on the car and it was like the car was...
Fart.
And...
Good one. Car, you nasty, huh?
I took mine in and they go, well, you know, rodents burrow in the engines. And so, you know, maybe we'll find something they decompose and that's what you're smelling them through. And I was like, oh.
Nasty.
Foul, dog. And then he checked mine out and was like, no, it wasn't there. It just smells like farts. And he's like, we just cleaned everything, changed the filter. It smelled better.
So your air conditioner just started smelling like farts.
Like bung, yeah.
Do you think it's from your farts in the car?
I didn't ask, but it didn't seem like that would make sense.
They can't do like a forensic...
No.
Autopsy or whatever on the car and the
F-A-R-T.
Yeah, I don't know. But then yours started to smell later.
Yeah.
So maybe all your farts built up in there.
You know what I thought it might be? Because sometimes I make like a cucumber apple like blended shake thingy.
Yeah.
And I leave it in there.
They mentioned that actually. No, they really did. Because when I picked yours up, they kept it for 3 days to do this. He's like, I think the smell is pretty much taken care of, but there's like a juice thing in there, and that might smell now because it's just been left in there.
Like, thanks for leaving it, guys.
Yeah.
You think I wanted to save that?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's very courteous.
Yeah.
Did you leave the empty soda cans in there too?
They left everything.
Thanks, guys. Leave it exactly as I gave it to you.
Pretty cool.
I need it exact.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. So they don't have any theories other than a dead rodent?
Yeah. He's like, or, you know, it's like the filters could just be filthy, but...
That's what it is, the air filter.
It didn't make that much sense, though.
You gotta change the air filter. It get old.
Huh? Who's that?
That's the guy that told you.
Okay. Yeah. They were terrible.
Who was terrible?
But yours?
The car service.
Yeah.
They kept the car for fucking 3 days, bro.
I basically had... the
fuckers.
Routine service. And I was like, oh, also, will you check out the air conditioning? It smells. How long will this take? He's like 60, 90 minutes. I was like, yeah, I'll go home. Just call me. He's like, oh, we need to keep it overnight. And I go,
always.
We went from 60 minutes to 90 minutes to overnight. And that sounds really good.
And
I know.
We don't have a mute button.
Yeah, well, we do actually.
We need a cough button on the mic.
There's a, I can take care of you. There you go. Now no one hears. Well, somewhat muted. You done?
Y'all finished?
You done? And then he called me the second day. I was like, we need to keep it again. I'm like, what are you fucking doing to this thing, man?
Oh, they wrote it in
So lame.
Stupid fart.
Take off the whole dashboard.
You know, every car I've owned eventually smells funky, though. I had a Volkswagen Jetta. Remember that one? And that one smelled like crayons for years.
Yeah.
Now, I blame it on an accident I got into. I got rear-ended, and the trunk was jammed open, and it rained in the trunk.
Ooh.
And I think it got moldy, and it smelled of crayons for years.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before that, my Chevy Nova, I just smoked cigarettes in there, and the ashtray
was
always
so
full.
That's so gnarly.
I know. Isn't that crazy now to think about that?
Whenever I see anyone smoking in their car, I'm like, really?
Yeah. Hard fucking core, right?
Especially when you see really nice cars.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just at a red light, and I see this brand new Lexus next to me, and you see the window crack this much, and the person's just smoking. I'm like, you're smoking in that
nasty
brand beautiful car?
I know. No regard. I mean, the worst, obviously, is windows up. Like, you have to be a real lunatic.
Do you sit in that?
Dude, and people did. I mean, back in the 90s, 80s, dude, you'd see that all the time.
Sure they still do.
Ugh, it's nasty.
You fucking nasty.
Try this again. It's Timmy Hill, 2.0. Oh, I should probably drop the speed up here.
This is a sanitation driver.
So you can hear me better. Timmy Hill, 2.0, going after the mattress.
Okay.
Without getting out.
That looks like fun, actually.
Oh, he's trying to grab a mattress.
Without getting out. I love it.
So he's driving the sanitation truck, and he's using the claw, basically, right? The arm, to see if he can do it, like, basically remotely.
I hope my angle doesn't get bad, but...
Do it, dude. He's got it so far.
Yep.
Turn.
He's turning it.
Oh, sweet action.
Oh, he's killing it.
Look at it turn. Okay, let's get out here with the claws here. Oh, it's bending a lot. It's bending a lot.
He's doing it.
Yep, let's see if he does it.
Oh. Okay, all right, we got a good grip.
This guy's got skill,
yeah.
Look at the other guy in the other truck.
Nice, dude.
Oh, I'm so cool.
Nailed it.
Punks!
Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I bet that took years of experience.
That was, for sure.
Yeah.
You can't do that first week on the job.
Hell no.
No.
Good for him.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do something not so funny.
Oh, no.
Hello, and thank you for joining us in covering your Dometic 300 Series RV toilet. To operate your Dometic RV toilet, first add water to the bowl.
No
press
shit.
Press partway down on the pedal. Water should enter the bowl, but the flushing mechanism should not open. If the flushing mechanism opens, release pressure off the pedal until water only is entering the bowl.
Please.
Water in the bowl prevents odors from entering the RV. And it may be necessary to add water before flushing solids or toilet paper. To flush your Dometic toilet, press down all the way on the pedal. For liquids, press down for 1 to 2 seconds. For solids, hold the pedal down as long as necessary to remove all the contents.
Careful not to leave
the flush mechanism open for too long, because it will fill your holding tank.
See, this is a unique, boring video because it's boring and not difficult to understand.
Right.
So it's a whole new level of boring. It's boring and like...
And boring and you process
basic,
it.
Basic,
yeah. Yeah, it's almost better to boring not understand it, right?
Yeah, because then I'm challenged, but that was like double bad.
Yeah, that's worse when you're like, I get it. I get it.
I got it. Wait, so I got to hold it flush down and then the contents go away?
I got it. Fuck.
What about the yellow? Stupid.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I think this cold medicine's really fun. Did you take it?
No.
You got to try it. It's a fucking party.
Are you partying right now?
Yeah, I'm having a great time on the show. You know what? Speaking of toilet seat, I went to see a movie by myself. I saw Trainspotting 2, which
was
fucking awesome, by the way. I don't know why nobody's talking about it, but it's a really good movie. It stands on its own. If you haven't seen the first one, you can see the second one. Anyways, I went to go potty, and you know what I'm saying? It's like a nice theater. I fucking pull my pants down. I sit down, and it's wet. I sat on a pee-covered seat, bare-ass, dude.
Some of y'all is nasty as hell.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And it's happened before. You know, that's not the first time. I just didn't look because I was out of it and sick. But bitch, fucking nasty bitch is pissing on the seat at like a nice theater, dude.
That's so raw.
Yeah, we're not at fucking Angel Stadium.
Ooh. Some of y'all is nasty as hell.
That's gross, man.
Have you ever sat in that before?
I've sat on piss, yeah. It's gross. It's upsetting.
It's so upsetting because it's like stranger piss. It's not even somebody you know. That's the worst part about it.
Yeah.
It's like, whose fucking AIDS pee is on me? I don't want it.
AIDS pee?
I don't know.
Jesus.
But then I started getting paranoid. I'm like, can I catch a disease this way? Like, can I get ass herpes or something?
Yeah.
From someone's urine?
No, urine is, it's really sterile, actually.
Yeah.
Nothing bad can happen.
Oh my God, you guys are so disgusting.
You can't get sick.
No, right?
No.
I mean, it's just on your butt skin, like on your thigh skin.
Yeah, it's fine. I can piss all over your thighs. Nothing happens. Nothing will happen.
Oh, speaking of PB,
yeah.
We took FIFO and Schnitzel to the vet. It's 2 weeks ago, and FIFO, they took his urine, and then we get a call 3 days later. Oh, the urine sample's not strong enough. I go, yeah? Well, we can't tell. It's not concentrating him. What you guys need to do is tomorrow morning, when he wakes up, his first morning pee, you guys have to collect the first morning pee.
Yeah.
I go, what?
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm on it, yeah. I go, how am I supposed to do that? Well, you know,
I'm a fucking dog trainer.
I go, how am I supposed to do that? Well, you know, he lifts his leg, or does he squat? Yeah. I go, he fucking lifts his leg. He's a real man.
Yeah, he's a dog.
He's a non-binary. A dog, yeah. And she goes, well, what you can do, you can get like a Tupperware container and just put it under there when he lifts his leg in the morning. I go, okay, yeah. I acted like,
fuck off, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck is going to do that? As much as I love Fief,
I know.
How am I going to even do this?
No, it's fucking crazy.
If I'm going to fuck my dog with somebody, I'm going to find a trained professional to fuck my dog with.
Yeah, I mean, our dog, by the way, I don't know how everybody, some dogs I could see getting away with that. Our dog, as soon as you reach down there, he'd be like, excuse me, what are you doing? Yeah. And he would hold his pee for 8 more hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not the type of dog that just goes like, oh, okay.
Fief's not easygoing.
Yeah, no, and he's on the ball. He knows shit.
Fief's like a person. He's really smart. He'd be like, get the fuck away from me with that shit.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Fucking dog assholes.
So we're not going to know if Fief's kidneys are functioning well because I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then they go, he has a slight heart murmur. Here's the heart specialist you can take him to. Yeah.
Wait, what's so funny about that?
Because, like, I mean, I love my dog, but a heart specialist for the fucking dog? Seriously, what are we going to give him, a heart transplant?
No.
Open heart dog surgery?
I just want to see to what extent the heart is having a murmur, so that when you put him under for a mouth cleaning,
that
the heart specialist will tell you, this is the safe range for anesthesia.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Oh, I thought she wanted us to give him open heart surgery,
no,
or find a donor.
No.
Give him an organ transplant.
Why? Why am I? Oh, because I love fucking dogs. I'm just going to take the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. You have to understand that.
LinkedIn is helpful.
You have to understand that. You get that, right?
About the anesthesia?
Yeah.
Yes. But I just, it struck me as very ridiculous when I heard that we had to take our fucking 14-pound dog to a cardiologist.
But now,
like, get out of here.
But now, when you don't want
now
to
I understand.
Did you get it, asshole?
Did you get it? You get that if a dog's going under, he needs the
stanima
to tolerate
stanima.
The anesthesia.
Well, why don't you collect his urine tomorrow morning, and then I'll take him to the cardiologist.
Stanima.
We can call it a week. We can spend $5,000 on this dog's health care.
I would spend it on Fiefs.
You want to clone Fief?
I do. I want to clone him for $25,000. I love Fief.
I love him, too. He's the best.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I'm going to collect his urine like that. That's insanity.
Why can't we just have him bring him in again and have him take urine that time? Why can't
I think what I might ask is if we can bring him in first thing in the morning. Like, yeah. Fief holds his pee all day. He hates peeing.
All day.
He hates going outside for any reason. I mean, right now, he's still asleep on the couch. He loves it. He loves being under the covers and sleeping.
Yeah, that's it.
He wouldn't eat or pee or shit unless we forced it on him.
That's his life, man. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's true.
Bitsy, on the other hand, different dog. Totally trusting, would let me do that in a minute. You want me to pee where? Like,
now, sweet. You know, a lot of people, we have new listeners all the time, are always trying to figure out what's the origin of the show? What's this show actually about? At our core, we are denim specialists. That's what this show is about. I mean, it's not a mistake that you're wearing that jacket in that photo.
Of course.
So whenever it's possible, we like to thoroughly dive into the denim world.
Oh.
So finally, back to our tests.
First thing I would look at would be, I guess, stretch. Is it is it real denim? Just stretchy cotton?
Taylor Rabbi Matanos says overall the quality of all three jeans is good, but finds the ones from Target, which are the most expensive at $10, don't have strong side stitching.
Wait, the most expensive is $10?
Yeah, what jeans are they looking into?
I don't know. Let's see.
I didn't know you could buy jeans for $10.
The Daily Mail in the UK on the denim for a couple. Okay, they investigated.
Goodness. Okay. You can get $10 jeans.
The idea is the more, the better. So this one doesn't have any. This has one. That one has two.
The one with the double stitch are the $7 pair from Kmart. But the hem on those Kmart pair isn't as good as the others, according to Rabbi.
I could have told you that.
Compare this hem compared to that hem. The quality is pretty noticeable from inside and outside.
Mm. This guy's a real, this is like the denim doctor.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if you're looking for bang for your buck, for quality and price, I think that like old school Levi's are the way to go.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go designer, just like standard, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. Levi's are high quality for sure.
Yeah, for the money.
For the money.
If you're not wanting to spend like $100.
On your AGs and your...
AGs are amazing.
They are amazing balls. Remember when your friend's dad came here and we were like, cool dad jeans?
I forget.
You don't remember that?
My friend's dad?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he came over here.
And they were like, look at his jeans. And he had like, they were like baggy on the side.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, if you want, we can go get some high quality ones. I'll get you some nice ones at the mall. He's like, what do you pay for those? I said, I don't know, like 100 and something. He's like, what are you fucking out of your mind?
Yeah, it doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, the jeans do really make the person. Good jeans are everything.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, now that I spend a little bit more on jeans, Hudson's great. AG is great.
Yeah.
Lucky Brand is great.
Yeah, Lucky makes good jeans.
Because when I was fatter, like after I had Ellis, it was really important. And I was buying Gap jeans. Those suck. They're not good. Not for me.
I wore them for a long time.
Yeah, they don't fit as well as Lucky for me for some reason. You just have to find the brand that works for you, right?
The thing about Lucky was that they always had crazy sales.
Yeah, they do. They're pretty good.
When we went there together, they were like 50% off. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's really good.
That's a good pair of jeans.
So, which is the overall winner?
So,
which jeans?
Overall finish, in terms of the quality of finish, regarding the hem, the stitching on the waistline, the finish, the detail, I would still go with this one.
They're the pair from Big W, currently on sale for $7.
$7? Jeez. Here we're talking about $100.
I know.
Jesus.
But those aren't good jeans.
No, I know.
The stitching is bad. And
but how do they all stand up after 10 washes?
Oh,
well,
no.
This is the Big W pair. You can see that there's a slight color fading and some shrinkage.
Yeah.
The Target pair have shrunk much more.
Whoa.
They're color the best. Kmart, though, the difference is obvious. After 10 washes, their colors faded slightly, but they have clearly shrunk.
Man, they shrunk like 3 inches, man. What is that?
It's a lot. Now, I've bought a lot of clothing from Target. Some of the best shirts I've ever had in my entire life have been from Target. Black, standards.
Yeah. Sometimes t-shirts you can win on a cheapie.
Sometimes cheaper the better, yeah.
That's true.
Target's got great clothes. They've got a few. The Morena line is really good.
I don't understand anybody that buys anything for a kid not at a Target or an equivalent.
Old Navy.
I'm saying an equivalent. Yeah. Like, if you go in there, you're like, kids don't know what you're putting on them. Yeah. You can buy an entire wardrobe for $100.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
For LJ, I go online, Old Navy.
Yeah.
And I buy all his shit. And then, you know, he grows out of it in 2 months.
Yeah.
Why would you spend? But some motherfuckers spend.
I know. Because one time
we went
to some strip mall boutique-y place.
Ugh.
And I bought him.
Get your life.
An outfit for like
$100. Yeah. We're like, oh no.
And I was like, oh, this is great. And then you realize he puts it on. He fucking throws shit on it, and then he's like, and then it doesn't fit like in a week. So I was like, yeah, that's the last time I remember doing that.
Mm. And also with newborns, they get you there. Remember we were at Target and they're like, newborn shoes. You're like, motherfucker, you're not going to put shoes on the newborn. Don't even buy that. The only thing you should buy for a newborn is onesies.
Yeah.
And fuck a snap. I mean, buttons. Don't you dare get buttons. Zipper, zipper, zipper on everything.
Yeah.
They shouldn't even make children's clothing with the buttons on it for babies. Crazy.
So, Gene.
Yeah.
This shit is big time. This weekend, it's your weekend back, basically.
Yeah, April 13th through 15th, I'm going to be at Brea. That's this weekend, April 13th through 15th. Come see me. I'm working out my hour. Well, it's already worked out. I'm running the hour, I should say. And then April 28th and 29th, Sacramento at the Punchline. May 4th and 5th, Phoenix, Fartniks, Stand Up Live. May 19th and 20th, Jew Dork Titties at Gotham Come On You Club. June 1 through 3, I'm in Momver. What did we come up for Denver?
Dongver. Dongver.
Dongver at the Dongver Comedy Works downtown location. And then June 16th and 17th, Manfred Disco at the Punchline. Come see me before I record this hour. Very excited.
This is your boy, T-Nuts. And I have some major news dates, and in addition to the dates that you may have heard about. This weekend, San Jose, Meat Rattle, Washington. There's a couple tickets left for the late show in Seattle at the Moore. The first show is sold out. Portland, Oregon, both shows are sold out Saturday. So I added shows in May. May 13th, I added a fourth show. In other words, a second show on May 13th, which would be my fourth in Portland overall. Also at Revolution Hall, Ryan Sickler is coming with me, the great Sickle Cell, Eugene, Oregon, the night before. And we added a late show in Portland. If you didn't get tickets, this is the last time you're going to get a chance. We have a month until the show, and it's 10:30 on May 13th, a Saturday. I added Tucson, Arizona, the Rialto Theater, June 9th. I'm coming to Richmond, Virginia. Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh.
Greensboro, North Carolina. And Charleston, South Carolina at the Charleston Gaillard Center. I don't know how to say
it. It's probably Gaylords.
That's July 15th. Those are all in July. All at TomSegura.com/tour. In addition, I have added Reno, Nevada. Temecula, the Pechanga Resort and Casino. Those are June 10 and 11. And like I mentioned earlier, the Cone Denim Entertainment Center in Greensboro.
Wait, what's it called?
Cone Denim Entertainment
Center. Seriously?
Yes.
Seriously.
I swear to you.
Sorry.
That's in Greensboro, North Kakalaka.
Wow. You picked that specifically for the name, right?
I 100% picked that specifically for the name. And I'm very excited. I've never been. I will be going there for the first time. I've been nearby, but I've never been to Greensboro, actually. That's not far from where I went to college, you know?
I've been to Greensboro.
You did?
We went to a wedding there, you and me.
Seriously.
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 We went to, was it Casey's wedding?
May have been.
That was in Greensboro. Again, not LA. I just call it not LA. Not home. You know what it is, too? I don't like to travel anymore. Yeah. I've seen a lot, and I'm done seeing stuff. I just want to stay here.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I'm serious. You know, I don't really enjoy traveling anymore.
Yeah, traveling wears on you.
Don't give a fuck. Don't want to see it. I'm kind of like your dad now.
But you are smart in that, like, for this upcoming, you're going to all good places.
Places I want to go. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, for leisure, for fun.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking travel anymore.
Nah, I've
seen it all.
That. I'm with you on that.
I've been everywhere, dude. I've been all these fucking continents. Over it. I just want to stay home.
Do you want to cringe at something?
No.
Just that it's only at someone's naivete. It's not like a cringe, like gross thing.
So probably, is it me from Road Rules?
No. But this one is gonna.
Okay.
Man, this one's. I it's one of those things. You know, something so embarrassing, you have to turn it off.
Yeah, it's called Road Rules, season 6.
I'll listen to this. This is a hockey player being interviewed.
Significant historical figures of the 20th century. What knowledge or awareness did you have of him growing up, or when did you learn of him?
Well, obviously growing up, he's one of the most known athletes in the world. And,
Nelson Mandela?
Yeah.
One of the most known athletes?
Like, what do you know about Nelson Mandela?
Just wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously Nelson Mandela, one of the most significant historical figures of the 20th century. What knowledge
feels so bad for him.
Did you have of him growing up, or when did you learn?
Not much.
Well, obviously growing up, he's one of the most known athletes in the world, and a lot of impact in any kind of sport that he did. That I, you know, even playing hockey,
motherfucker.
Everyone knows him, right? From being the type of person that he was off the ice.
Oh,
the ice. And it's so unfortunate that he passed away a year ago. But
is there somebody whose name sounds like Nelson Mandela? Maybe?
I'm sure that's what'll be the explanation. But I'm just,
You know, he changed a lot while he was with us, and he's
so hard.
He's a tremendous guy.
Hockey in Johannesburg,
and you know,
maybe
there are they in Africa? Because it says Giants of Africa behind them.
Are they in Africa?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I think you're right.
And it says Nelson Mandela Foundation. So he's at
right. He's in like Joburg or something, right there,
or at least something
or in
affiliated
Africa,
with
South
him.
Africa. Wow.
I just think the way he met that is, you know, to me growing up playing sports to my parents was something really special because they could share, you know, try to be a leader.
Dude, it says you know, celebrating Nelson Mandela on that.
And things like that where, you know, as a, you know, when you're a group sport, you need to do that, right? You need to be as one, and I think that's
what it's hard. It's hard to watch.
It's great.
It's hard. I mean, poor son of a bitch.
This guy thinks he was a hockey player. And he goes
dude.
On.
Dude. Oh, my God.
So, Toronto Maple Leafs.
Goaltender Jonathan Bernier on Nelson Mandela at a one-year anniversary of his death fundraiser. Dude, it is at his event. And they're like, he's a great player. Fuck, this guy is a fucking...
Yeah. You think you'd look it up, right? Or you think you'd ask, hey, who's Nelson Mandela? And I understand he's a young guy. He didn't grow up with apartheid.
Yeah.
Apartheid. But, you know, maybe.
No black? Yeah.
Apartheid.
Oh, man.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, fuck, I know who he is. But that's because I grew up in the 80s. I heard of Nelson Mandela every day on the news, right?
Yeah.
That was a big story when I was a kid.
So I looked it up. I guess this is old. Yeah, because you know, it's the 1 year anniversary. So it says we all make mistakes, but a mistake can be magnified when you're a celebrity and you say something incorrect. Maple Leafs goaltender learned this weekend when he said South African president Nelson Mandela was one of his favorite athletes.
maybe he could play hockey, Nelson. Who knows?
Yeah.
Not a lot of hockey rinks.
He apologized after a game. I'm embarrassed. I didn't mean to offend him, his legacy.
No.
I got flustered with the red carpet and I was nervous. Everyone makes mistakes, and that was me that night. I mean, it seems like, you know.
Now, was he in South Africa for the event?
No, I don't think so. No.
That would have been even way worse.
I think they hosted it in, I want to say maybe in Toronto or something.
Canada.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. He just thinks everybody's a hockey player, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe he played hockey.
Yeah.
On his off time.
No, I don't think he did. Whew, man. And I like that those journalists did not bail him
out. No.
They're like, this is gold.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Just let him fucking make a jerk out of himself.
Yeah, of course.
Poor guy.
Son of a
You'd think
bitch.
You'd ask if you're going to the fucking fundraiser, right? Like, hey, who's
this Mandela guy?
Right, and then
never
to,
heard of him.
And then to go and that, which is okay. He's a young guy. Yes, maybe he never heard of the man who, you know, ended apartheid, spent time in prison his whole
this
life.
This demonstration
in prison.
Unit consists of a constant RPM electric motor and 60 tooth sprockets on the drive shaft, as well as the input and output yokes. When there is no operating angle on the U-joint, the output yoke of the driven member, the U-joint, and the drive shaft
blow my nose
all
now.
Travel together at a constant speed.
This is one you don't understand.
Watch the tape on these sprockets and listen to the sound the card makes as the drive shaft rotates at the same speed as the output yoke and U-joint.
That one is so dumb. Jesus.
That's terrible.
Yeah. That was really bad.
You're black. Remember when we went to South Africa and we ate steaks every night around midnight and gained so much weight that we had to buy fatter pants?
We got the fattest clothes that they have in Africa.
We were the fattest people in Africa.
Yeah.
We like, gained weight in
this
Africa.
This is the fattest clothes we sell.
Seriously, we went to the mall.
Yeah.
I remember and they're like, oh, we don't even have that size.
Yeah.
We were so fat.
I think these people are African. They're covering a Beyonce song. It's pretty great. You want to hear it?
Yeah. You blink.
Duralef.
It is Cape Town, yeah.
Duralef.
Everything.
Duralef. Everything you own in a box. Duralef. In the closet.
Hello.
That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it. Say, don't touch. If you're in that mess, that's fine. Would you walk and talk at the same time?
Okay.
It's my land, it's on that mess. So remove your bag so I can call you a cab.
That was terrible. That's really bad.
Jesus. That's horrendous.
Christ.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
Can I do the money to do coming to the bank?
I think my son and I could have done a better cover of this. Man, to the left.
To the left. Was that an Afrikaans?
Well, no, that was English, but that's clearly not their, you know, their forte.
To the left.
You gotta hit that T, man.
Sounds like her.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I miss South Africa. Let's go back. I like it there.
That was actually a great trip. We didn't go to Cape Town, which a lot of people...
It was a bummer we didn't go to Cape
Town. Yeah, because everybody was like, how could you come here and not go to Cape Town? But we were there 2 full weeks.
2 full weeks. And we went to Durban, Joburg.
Yeah.
And where else?
Durban,
Joburg.
One other place,
there was
right?
one more place, I think.
Yeah. Well, we went out to Soweto. But we did shows in 3 places, didn't we?
Yes. I forget the third spot. Nando's Chicken sponsored Festival. It. So we ate Nando's
and
every night.
And what was the
night.
Lady who was with? Trava.
Peri Peri Sauce. Right, Trava.
Trava.
Pleasure.
Pleasure.
They always say Trava. Pleasure.
Tomorrow. Trava comes. And I would say,
pleasure.
Oh, thanks for the chicken. Pleasure.
Pleasure. And I remember the very funny Ian Bagg was always offending people.
Oh, man.
But he could do it. He would talk so much shit to Africans and they would laugh, dude.
Yeah.
That was a fun time. Where the fuck did we go, man? Why can't I remember?
Yeah.
Durban, Johannesburg. What's the other fucking big city?
Oh, hello.
You're black.
Oh, South Africa songs.
Just remembered it.
Yes. Yeah. Pleasure.
Yes.
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 Pleasure. 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 Yes.
But it gets creepy after a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
Pleasure.
Pretoria. I don't know. Yeah, Joburg, Pretoria, Soweto.
Soweto?
We went to Nelson Mandela's house, remember? Yeah, we were like, what's up?
What's up? Like, what's up, dog?
What's up, Nelson? Okay. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. It was such a great trip. A
lot of feedback online, on Facebook,
social media.
And in the emails Facebook. About Washcloth Gate.
Oh, no. Have we started a whole new debate?
Yeah. This is people are
I'm
you
sure,
know.
Very upset, I'm
I mean,
sure.
I'll tell you, in person, I was talking to people at shows, and everybody was bringing it up.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
What's the consensus?
It was pretty split. I mean, it was
very
funny.
Divisive issue.
There was even a group that came up to me. It was two couples. And one guy doesn't listen to the show. So they go, hey, do you use a washcloth? And he was like, what? And they go, when you shower. This is like talking to me. And he's like, yeah. And they were like, ugh. They're like, you do? He's like, wait, what's wrong with that? And they're like, it's just gross.
Nasty.
And then the other guy was like, yeah, what's wrong with your hands? He's like, well, what's wrong with my wash? Like, it was just funny that he had no idea what was going on. Here's an email. Dear Tom and Christine, I'm writing in to let you know that your discussion about using a washcloth from episode 390 was truly horrifying to me. As a non-binary, gender-fluid, heteronormative washclothkin, it is deeply disturbing to me that you could suggest that using a washcloth is only for poor people. Using a washcloth.
Did we say that? I didn't say that. You said that, you horrible person.
I know.
I didn't say it was for people. That's mean.
I know. Using a washcloth.
That's terrible.
Is an effective way to keep the soap from slipping out of your hands and being washed away. I can only assume that the poor butthole hygiene that Christina is constantly whining about.
No.
Whining about. Constantly stems from subpar washing habits such as these.
Wrong.
Maybe if you pick up a few washcloths and give it a shot, you can finally get that butthole lick you have always dreamed of. Good luck, Sean. No, he's talking about me, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh.
He's saying that you complained about.
Oh, I'm whining about your butt.
Exactly.
Sorry, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we have bidets. Hello.
Yeah.
The Washlet 350E really takes care of all
the
that
Washlet 350E is unbelievable.
Can you imagine shitting without
eat
one?
Off of that
yeah.
thing. You want to eat off my butt after I use that?
No.
No.
My son accompanies me in the bathroom when we're alone in the morning.
Yeah.
I just have him come in there and he watches me take a shit. He likes to push the buttons to the bidet. It's fun. It's a family thing.
Yeah.
Dogs come in. They watch me shit.
We got another email. Hi, Christina. Uh-oh. Tom is not making up the story about an older woman masturbating at the Laughing Skull Bar. I know that because I am that woman. I am not crazy, and I was not gone, as you implied. I am just an adventurous older woman who loves flicking her bean in public, especially when a big hairy bear like your husband is around.
Sure.
I could tell he was enjoying the show. Sincerely, Mildred Redbean.
Thank you, Mildred. I'm so sorry I offended you, Mildred.
Yeah. So there you go. That
How
was
dare
not
I?
Made up.
Who knew? Why? I didn't think you made up the story that somebody was masturbating. Did I say that? That I made it?
You were like, that's not true. Yeah.
Well, it definitely happened. Women don't do it as much as guys in public.
Dude, here's something that somebody wants advice on.
Yeah, okay.
So let's see what you have for them. Hey, Gene, I was listening to the podcast today while going through my standard grooming routine. While unloading my morning brown, I happened to notice something that I have a tendency to forget in said routine. My toenails. My wife is constantly reminding me to clip them.
Yeah.
But I wear socks the majority of the time at home, and she doesn't appreciate when I tell her I am the toenail champ. I know it should be standard practice to clip them often, but my man talons do get pretty gnarly.
Ew.
What I want to know is, what is a good amount of time between minimalizing my foot razors, and what should I do to help me remember? Thanks in advance.
You nasty.
Mommy Jake, you're nasty as shit, Jake. You are look at disgusting
your,
man.
How you remember? You look at your nasty toenails, yeah, motherfucker. So, look at them.
Some of y'all is nasty as hell.
That is so nasty that you need a reminder.
Yeah, can't you just see how nasty you are? And then
yeah, I mean, I think the general rule is once you start seeing any significant length,
yeah,
right? You just go
cut that shit.
Like toenails should be trim.
Yeah.
You know?
Cut them off, dude.
Not super short, but like, you know, it shouldn't be longer than the actual skin, the pudge of your toe.
Well, if
right?
you feel like it's long, then it's long.
It's long. But he's like, I don't remember that I have them long.
That's nasty.
How do you forget?
Well, and also it starts to encroach on your shoe wearing. It'll start poking into your shoe. No, have you ever done that where you're like, damn, my toenails are long. I got to trim them because they're poking into my shoe.
No.
It's happened to me before. Feel it. It's a little off.
You just see them, man. You just see it. You're like, this needs to get a trim right now.
You eyeball it. When do you trim your toenails?
I don't know. I guess I can't think of how often they get done. I feel like it's every couple weeks, right? Does that
now,
sound right?
How do you do it? Do you get naked and then you put one foot up on the sink?
No, I just do it. I just clip them onto the floor.
In the bedroom?
Anywhere, whatever room I'm in. I mean, I do that at home sometimes. I do it in the hotel rooms.
But how do you do it? You sit down on the toilet?
No, I sit down on the, I'll sit down either on that chair you have, your vanity chair.
No, you're not allowed to sit on that.
Yeah.
No.
Pull a leg up like this.
No, stinky bear.
Or I'll do it on the edge of the bed.
Ew, you're nasty. Yeah. Those are two places you're not supposed to do.
I do. I don't give a shit.
No.
I don't give a shit.
Shit?
Yeah.
But what do you do with the clippings if you're doing it on the bed?
I just leave them wherever they
go. No, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to walk on it. Our kid's going to walk on it.
Yeah. I figure the dogs will eat it. Sometimes it's fun to really examine your big toe toenail clipping.
Of course.
When it's like real thick. Right?
That's what everybody does.
You're like, whoa, man.
It's all fascinating.
Yeah.
It's all yours.
Yeah.
But
the little nails, you're like, eh. But that big one, if you get like a big chunky piece.
It's like the almond in the middle of those Chinese cookies that sometimes you get.
Yeah.
I think you're doing it wrong.
Do you chew on them?
No.
Do you use them to floss ever? Do you use them as a toothpick?
You do.
Yeah. Yeah. Pick my teeth with them.
Do you think you could switch rooms and do it in the bathroom? Instead?
Yeah, if it's convenient at the moment, I'll do it. Yeah.
No, that's the wrong answer. Do you think you just switch to the sanitary room?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. You nasty.
Nasty as hell right now. Why you gotta be so nasty like that? Stepdad.
Cut your fucking toenails, dude.
Yeah, this guy. I mean, I don't know what kind of advice
Who's
I
not
can
into
give
that?
You.
Yeah, the advice is just cut them. Don't be nasty.
Yeah. He's like, I have socks on. Yeah, but you don't have socks on all the time.
No.
How about when you just get in the shower? That's the best time to do it, actually.
I'd say.
The pre-shower?
Yeah.
Right? Because you get down, you're naked, you look down. Oh, okay. Clip them. You're done.
That's what I do or when I get out of the shower because they're softer.
The only other thing he could do is set up a routine where like he goes, it'd be great if a guy who doesn't normally cut his toenails starts getting pedicures.
It's a great idea.
So you could just go get your treatment, you know, and they'll cut it for you.
That's true. That's what old people have to do. Don't old people go to the doctor?
I know a guy, a podiatrist, who told me that for a celebrity, an old celebrity, he would go to his house to cut his toenails.
Hell no, dude.
He'd do a house call for like a really famous guy.
Who is it? Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
So then you can say that.
Yeah, but I don't. It's like one of those.
Liberace?
No, but it's somebody from like that era, you know. It's
who is it?
Old school, like a Cary Grant type guy, you know.
Shut up.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking great. About like when he was, you know, 85 or something.
That means somebody's going to have to do that for us.
Yeah. And he said he would bring out the, like the machine. Ugh. You can't just clip. You'd have to like graze them down.
Nasty. Why don't you just put like a memo in your calendar in your iPhone?
Cut toenails.
Like put a reminder in there every two weeks, dude.
You don't
dude.
Need that.
You just put on the calendar.
Start paying attention.
Yeah, just look down, nasty.
Here's another email. Nasty. Hey, Hitler, it's me, Danny. I've been dating my girlfriend for about a year and a half now. She's got a beautiful daughter from a previous relationship. As the relationship has grown more and more serious, I'm getting closer and closer to the daughter. The last few months, I've pretty much taken the father role over completely. And now I'm starting to get complaints from my family about the smell of my breath. I've always taken good care of my chompers. You feel me? Brush twice a day, you know. You know, flossing most days, you know. And, you know, regular visits to the dentist. You feel me? So I wanted to confirm that stepdad mouth is also a thing. Keep them high and tight. Stay glassing. And yes, I date my mom. P.S. Mommy Tommy is the posture champ, the personality champ, the weight loss champ, the burp champ, and most importantly, the water champ.
Wrong.
Thank I you liked it. So much.
I liked him up until that last sentence.
Thank you.
Now, dad mouth is true. Stepdad mouth. A lot of things can give you bad breath. Your diet can give you bad breath, too.
Yep.
What you're eating, what you're not eating.
Stanima.
Flossing. You got to floss.
Your teeth has the stanima to last.
Stanima.
Somebody saw this on local news and wanted us to see a guy doing an interview dropping your nose.
They also have suspension problems, you know, like, you know, control arms, you know, stuff like that, you know, tie rods, you know, so, you know, it's a suspension on a car also, you know, is not good.
Jeez.
Wow.
A lot of your nose.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird that the guy interviewing him is also in the shot, nodding.
It could be one of those exposés on Dirty Mechanics or something.
Oh, right.
Like, and he's like, whatever, buddy. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, he might be like, whatever.
Right, because that guy seemed like a real fucking dirtbag.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. That's why he's nervous. He's saying, you know, because he's nervous.
Right.
It's a tick.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hi, Foofy. Can I collect your urine, Feef?
To the left.
Could you lift your legs so I can collect your urine?
What do we have here? One more. Here we go.
To the left.
Dad boner.
Oh, cool.
Commentator.
Of Lockie Abbott. Look at this. Come on, Lockie. Get her up there, son. Oh, yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Got to love that. Oh, look at that. You're joking!
Different angle from the back
the
of
reverse
Lockie
angle.
Abbott.
This is Richie Rowley's angle from the rear. Oh, look at this. Get up there! That's what cut the clay up. Oh, my God. The rocket replay is off its head tonight.
Oh, my God.
God. What the fuck boring shit is this?
I don't know. That is some fucking lame shit.
It should be the boring video. Cars and dirt. Some people love that, though, right?
You listen to how excited
he is. Got to love that!
Over some cars and dirt?
Yeah.
Look at that!
Wouldn't happen
that's
in L.A.
Cut the clay up.
That's right.
That's all I have to say.
That's a lame place.
It's not L.A. Not L.A.
All right, Gene. Thank you to everybody for listening.
You know, they can hear your beard scratch. That's so gross.
They like it.
They can hear all the oil and
they
the flakes.
They like it.
Your skin flakes.
Did we play Slap Wagons and Mushy Purples last week?
I don't remember. You don't have no memory.
I know.
I don't
know.
Old timers.
I don't know. Thank you guys for listening. Please get the
Stanima
shirt that's on sale now. There's a bunch of merch. I should also point out, I'm very excited to announce April 28th. Huh?
You're Polly and Bi?
I'm Polly and Bi. I also, if you ever saw my special, the second one, Mostly Stories, it comes out, the audio comes out on iTunes, Amazon, everywhere. We're going to get a limited amount of hard copies. I'm going to sign a bunch of them. They'll be in our store. And also in June, it's going to come out on vinyl for vinyl collectors. And I'll sign some of those too. So please check out the album. It's going to be in a few weeks. Thank you for listening to Your Mom's House podcast. Bye, Gene.
Bye, Mommy.
Get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Damn, bitch, get a bra. She's not wearing a bra.
Well, look how big those are.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Dude, look at those dumpers. Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples.
Disco tits. Disco tits. Disco tits. Disco tits.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples. Get those slap wagons under control. Those are mushy purples.
Yeah.
Slap wagons. Mushy purples.